Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, have you been exploring the management books lately? I mean, there are so many that come out every year, and every one has a guru who's going to tell you how to run your business, what you should do. Many people will say that they've got the latest information, that they've got the latest technique, that they're going to absolutely inspire you and help you move your business forward. And when you come down to it, when you read it, when you think about it, there really is nothing new in management. You know, we can talk about Deming, we can talk about many of the people who have studied management throughout the years, because management comes down to people. It doesn't come down to brand new strategies that magically have been invented. Most strategies are just reworked again over and over again. They're given a new twist so that they can seem new and fresh, but there are basics in managing companies. But here's the point for today. You know, CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to have not just one management style, but they need to have at least two management styles. Yes, I said two management styles. You can't be all things to all people. You have to understand that there are people that you need to handle in one way, and there are people that you need to handle in another way. So you do have a basic strategy in how you're going to handle people. But let's talk about the two that I'm talking about. One is you've got to be very kind, considerate. You have to absolutely work with your people. You have to be compassionate. You have to be understanding. You have to absolutely motivate them by giving them information and giving them training and getting them to understand what needs to be done, and being the really good guy, good person, the good business owner, the woman who absolutely has everybody working on their team and everybody's working together. That's one management style that you need. You need to bring people into the process. You need to have people feel like they're important. You need to have people feel like they're part of your organization, that they want to work for you. It's a joy to come to work. But there is another management style that you'll need, because not everyone on your team will be productive. And when everyone on your team is not productive, what you have to do as the business owner is you've got to stand straight up. You've got to be the other management person who's tough. The other management person who sits down and gives an action plan to the person that you're trying to motivate, trying to coach, trying to get them to where they need to be. Here is what we need to do to have you become successful. Let's talk about it. Let's agree on what the action plan is. You can't just always be the nice person. You can't always just say, I'll just go along, they're having a bad day, I'll understand. Because if you understand too many bad days, if you understand too many unproductive people, what happens is your profits are going to be in the tank. And what also happens is if you have a group of productive people and you have a group of unproductive people, the unproductive people seem to affect the productive people. Why should I go there and be productive? Because the other part of the team isn't doing their job. No matter what I do, I can't affect the results. I can't make it better, and they're not paying attention. The management's not paying attention to what's going on. So always think about it. Think about who you need to be. Get your management style in place, but when it's necessary, don't hesitate to be tough. Don't hesitate to call people out, as they say, on the carpet. Not being nasty, not being difficult, no yelling and screaming at people, just logical conversation explaining what needs to be done for them to be successful. And I am always looking forward to your success. And as always, I look forward to talking business with you. Thank you so much for your time. Talk to you tomorrow.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.